7:18 a.m. Roger Simon in studio with us, and we welcome now to our newsmaker line our very good friend, Fox News contributor, financial analyst, and all-around great person, Liz Peek. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
9.1% inflation. What's going on, Liz?
Yeah, we blame you.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Liz.
I know. It's me. It's Putin. It's, you know, mom-and-pop gas station owners. It's meat processors. Anybody but the administration. Look, we spent too much money, pushed too much money into the economy at a time when we did have supply chain problems and gave a lot of people good reason to stay on the sidelines, not come back to work. So we had a labor shortage. All these things have piled up. And then, in fairness, yeah, the Ukraine war has obviously made it worse. But I think what is the most unforgivable thing going on is that, notwithstanding the fact that Americans have now seen their real incomes go down 3.8%, and American families are paying hundreds more per month to cope with inflation, Biden has not pivoted on his anti-oil crusade. And it honestly, it's just crazy-making. There are so many things we could be doing to really enhance domestic U.S. oil and production, oil and gas production, and we're not doing it because the climate zealots have taken hold of the White House and have throttled Joe Biden, who really should know better.
No.
He should know better.
I don't think he really should know better. Unfortunately, this is the guy who cheated, who plagiarized in law school. Do you expect that person to do better?
Yeah. I mean, look, we have a very, very weak leader right now. I think leader should be in air quotes. And the entire administration, my friend Steve Moore put out a great study just recently talking about how there's practically no business experience in this White House. I would remind him and you guys and your listeners, there was almost no business experience in the Obama White House. And we all wrote about that and talked about it quite a bit. For some reason, this White House has gotten kind of a pass. But if you don't know anybody, or if you don't have anybody who really knows how to make a budget work, how to make trains run on time, hello, Pete Buttigieg, et cetera, guess what? It doesn't happen. And they aren't making it happen. I mean, on every front, this administration is failing. And, you know, even COVID, which I wrote about recently, I'm like the least alarmist person on COVID in the world. But the truth is they are not doing anything to confront this upsurge in new variants, and I'm very worried it's going to again hurt the economy.
But Liz, they're really great for the government of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I know.
These people are globalists.
I was watching some of the press conference of Joe Biden reading the teleprompter over in Israel, and of course he's being pressed on why he's going to Saudi Arabia, and of course he doesn't want to say we're looking for oil, although that's obviously the only reason he would go to Saudi Arabia, having called it pariah state and been so dismissive of it. What really irritated me is that he said something to the effect of, you know, we think the last administration basically walked away from the Middle East. We think that's a mistake, so we're back. Walked away from the Middle East when basically we had never made firmer ties with our allies in Israel. And also the Abraham Accords were, without a doubt, the most consequential foreign policy breakthrough in the Middle East
and
in decades.
How?
Yeah, right? I mean,
absolutely.
This guy, I think what is astonishing, and maybe people are onto this now, Joe Biden lies, and he lies about everything.
Everything. Anybody who still supports Joe Biden is frankly simple-minded.
Liz, here's the thing. Inflation is 9.1%. We don't have midterms for several months until November. That new Congress won't be sworn in until January 2023. Can you give me some hope things are going to get better, Liz? Please, please, please.
So in fact, you know, the president put out a statement saying that the June report was out of date. And in a sense, he's right. There are commodities, including oil, which are off of their highs. Wheat, copper, a whole bunch of things have come down in price from their highs reached in the second quarter. And that is going to make the numbers look a little better, I think, for the remainder of the year. In other words, the year-over-year change is not going to be as devastating as it has been these last few months. Doesn't mean prices are getting better. It doesn't mean, in oil, there has been some retreat. Oil prices are now sort of mid to high $90 range, which is better than $110. But, you know, we don't. I would say two things about oil. First of all, China is sort of in slow-mo right now. China, because of their zero COVID policy, which is completely insane, has really crimped their own growth. And we've seen very weird economic numbers coming out of China. But basically, oil demand in China is not what it would be if China were growing rapidly, which it is not. Secondly, we don't really know what's going to happen in Europe in terms of the Nord Stream pipeline shutdown, when it might reopen. You know, they're closing it 2 weeks for repairs, but there's some thought the Russians really aren't going to reopen it. Really, what's going to hurt our economy most, possibly going forward, is what happens in Europe. Europe's our biggest trading partner, big export market. We not only are our companies now crimped by the fact that the euro is at parity with the dollar, so it makes a dollar exporter pretty tough to compete with European exporters, but Europe's in free fall. I mean, today the bond spreads in Italy are widening. That's a very bad sign, a little bit scary, actually, about what could be happening in terms of the continent and credit risk and so forth. So there's a lot of instability, and I'm sorry, this is the part where I'm giving you hope.
Yeah, you're just being honest, Liz.
Wait, I
forgot. Hey, Liz, speaking of that, the resignation of Boris Johnson as Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, is this going to help, hurt, or be indifferent?
I don't think it makes much difference. I think that you'll still have a Conservative government. Whether or not it'll continue as a Conservative government, I don't know. Depends who they pick, maybe, and kind of what goes forward there. But I don't think Boris Johnson was helping. He's someone who raised taxes. I mean, this is sort of like, you know, right now the Biden administration is talking about raising taxes on small businesses and wealthy individuals and corporations. I cannot imagine a stupider thing to do as we are on the brink of a recession. And make no mistake, and by the way, I think that was a mistake in England, one of the reasons that their numbers are so poor right now. Make no mistake, we are on the brink of a recession, if not in one right now. And again, the problem will be how severe is it? And I think Europe's going to be a big part of that answer.
I mean, if you look at people's 401ks, we're certainly in a recession.
Yeah.
And anybody over 60 should be panicked.
Well, and you raise a good point. I mean, did the Federal Reserve recognize that the tens of trillions of dollars, that's literally the number, tens of trillions of dollars of increased consumer net worth, i.e. you and me making money on our homes and our stock market, that is one of the things that fueled consumer spending coming into 2021 and 22. That's one reason the American Rescue Plan was a terrible mistake. We had a lot of money. Well, now, because, by the way, that number, consumer net worth, leads spending by probably 2 to 4 quarters, right now we're seeing a major reversal. And I don't know about you, you see your IRA go down or whatever, and you're thinking, well, maybe I don't really need to take that vacation. I don't really need to buy that. That's what we're seeing now. Bank of America reported consumer credit card purchases in June are falling. J.P. Morgan came out today and said the consumer still has plenty of firepower to spend. That may be true, but when consumer sentiment hits the worst level ever recorded, which it did recently, that tells you consumers are going to retrench, and that's why we're going into recession.
Liz Peek, last question for you. When are you and your family going to move to state income tax-free Tennessee?
I know. How stupid am I to be in New York? Everything I've just said should be thrown out the window because anyone who lives here is obviously making a mistake.
We have an open reception for you here, Liz, so come on down anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Right.
I love
bye-bye.
That.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Liz. We'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. He's Roger Simon. She was Liz Peek.